But the Gemara had a discussion, even though three people are required to create a chiyuv of zimun, but if there are two, the Gemara suggested it's a machlokes. Maybe at least, albeit there's no chiyuv, maybe it's an option. In the final analysis, we saw the Gemara, we jumped a little bit ahead of the game, because the Gemara says at the end of Amud Beis that Abaye and Paskins for us the halacha, that two people do not do zimun. And two people do eat together, each one should bench separately. Now, let's begin this Tosis again. It's the second last Tosis on the Amud. Imrot sulazamein ein mezamnin. This is in fact what we paskin halacha. Two people, not only are they not obligated to do a zimun, but they are not even allowed to, they should not. Pirish Rashi, this we saw Rashi on the base. The chaim le'inyan hamoitzi, the shar brachas. This is not restricted to just Birkas Amos, and it refers to even the bracha rishayna. That what? That eino echad mevarech lahoitzi chaveri, that one does not bench in order to be moitzi the other. One does not make a bracha to be moitzi the other. Where did Rashi say that? It says, Tosa says, legabe, with regard to the Gemara later on, Hodomer Abaya, that which Abaya said, quote unquote, noctinon, we hold, that shnaim sha'ochlu ka'achas mitzvah lechalik. Rashi said, there will avorech kol echod la'atzmai. Each one makes his own bracha, and Rashi spelled out, Bein Birkas Hamoitzi, Bein Birkas Hamozi. That is the Loshen of Rashi Lekamon. So Rashi has told us a tremendous chiddush that apparently our sugya is not only discussing the Brocha Achroino, Birkas Hamozen, but it's also discussing the Brocha Rishoino. It might well be, it's true in the final analysis, we paskin that one should not be moitzi the other, but at least there's a discussion about it. So according to Rashi, if the final halacha is that there is no zimun when there is only two people, not that there's no obligation, but rather it is not even allowed, and Rashi extends this to bracha rishoino, that means one person cannot be moitzi another person with a bracha. That's a tremendous chiddush. Says Tosis, I'm sorry to tell you, v'loi nehira. This does not appear to me to be correct. I disagree. And Tosis holds, therefore, that our Gemara is discussing only bracha achreina, meaning benching. But bracha rishoina was never the discussion. And therefore, even if the final analysis, there is no zimun with two people, but that does not mean that one person can't be moitzi another with a bracha rishayna.
So why? He's only arguing with Rashi with regard to the bracha rishayna.
Right. Because clearly the Gemara is definitely discussing something. The Tosfos says, yes, we're talking about zimun. Since when did zimun refer to a bracha rishayna? We've been discussing the whole parak bracha achreina, birkas hamazon. So Tosfos, why is that? V'loy mehira, I'll tell you why I disagree with you. Dela'el, perikates amavarchim, because in Daflama, Tesamadalev, what does it say there? Be'uvda, there was a story there, Debar Kapora. And it says quite clearly, by the way, that Gemara was not talking about Brocha Achreino, it was talking about Brocha Rishoino. And there was a whole long story there, the details of which are not relevant to us, but one factor is, and that is, it says there, Nosan bar kapora rishus, bar kapora gave permission le'echod levorech, for one to make a bracha on behalf of the other, the shnayim havu hosom, and there were only two people in that story. So how can you tell me that the final analysis is halacha lemaisa, according to Abaya, that there is no zimun with two, and there is no being moitzi somebody else with two either, yet we have a mufurisha gemara with bar kapora, who seemed therefore to do something which is therefore not the halacha, that can't be. he allowed one person to be moitzi another with bracha rishayna. What are you going to tell me? That's not la halacha. V'oy di have a shloisha. Some change the girsois va'afilu. And even if you're going to tell me that there's talking about shloisha, but nonetheless, lo yoyu sham elo peiros. All it was peiros. That Gemara was talking about fruit. It was not talking about bread. So therefore, don't tell me that our Gemara is limited to don't tell me that our Gemara is talking about Bracha Rishayna and Bracha Achrayna, because I've got a Mefurash Gemara that you are allowed to be Moitzi somebody else with a Bracha Rishayna. And don't tell me there's talking about bread and for some reason maybe that's different. It's not. The story was fruit. If you look in the Gemara, again, the details are not relevant to us, but the bottom line is that story was fruit. So it's got no significance of Lechem. And yet we have a Mefurash and Gemara that one can be Moitzi another. Furthermore, says Tosfos, V'chein Nami Omrinon, and we also say Lekamon. This is a Gemara later in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. It says the Al Hamo'ed. There is talking about not a bracha on food but on light. The Al Hamo'ed on the light. Let's say on Havdalah. Echon Mavarich Lekulon. One person can make a bracha on behalf of others. Now, what's that talking about? That's not talking about benching. So yet again, we have a Mefurash Gemara that you can be moitzi other people with regard to other brachas. Maybe benching is the exception. Al-Kain Nireli. Therefore, says Tosfos, I'm sorry to tell you, I have to reach a conclusion not like Rashi. It would therefore appear to me Debracha Rishayna, when it comes to the first bracha, Moitzim ze es ze. You can be Moitzi one to the other. Shnayim, if there's only two people, Lekula Alma. According to all opinions, that was never the discussion in our Gemara. Yes, we have a machlokes in our Gemara. That's with regard to Zimun and benching after you've eaten bread. But with regard to Bracha Rishayna, nobody ever had a discussion. Everybody agrees that one can be Moitzi the other. So now the big question becomes, so what indeed is the difference? So why is there in fact a difference between, we're telling me, according to Tosfos, if two people are sitting with each other and they want to be Moitzi each other with the Bracha Rishayna, then they can. But the bracha achroina, benching, then they cannot. That's what our Gemara says. So it's all fine and well to bring a number of Gemaras that prove Rashi wrong and that clearly illustrate that there's a difference between bracha rishoina and bracha achroina. The question must be asked, what is the difference? If I can't be moitzi somebody with benching, why can I be moitzi them with a shahakal niya bedvarim? Or Bari Priha 8, or whatever it may be. Says Tosfos, I will now tell you the reason. Vahatam, and the reason is, why are we distinguishing between a bracha rishayina and a bracha achrayina? And the answer is, hoil since, v'yoshvin lechoil yachad. Because they are now sitting to eat together. Remember, we're talking about the beginning of the meal. Da'atom letzarif. Their whole mindset is one of tziruf. Why so? Because we're about to eat a meal together. Therefore, me'echod mevarech lohitzi chaveirei. Because we're about to begin an act of partnership. What's that act of partnership? Eating our meal together. So where's my das? When I begin a meal and I'm about to sit with you opposite the table, what's my das? That we're now about to be engaged in a joint project. So if the meal is going to be a joint project, so too the brocha. But that's all fine and well when you're about to start the meal. When I finish the meal, what's my mindset then? That we're all about to go our separate ways. We're no longer engaged in a joint project. We were, but we're not anymore. Avol bebracha shel soif ha-su'uda. When you're talking about the bracha at the end of the meal, shemistalkin zeh mizeh, where they are removing themselves one from the other, then sorech levorech kol echad la'atzmei. So Tosfos has told us, not only do we have several proofs that there is a difference between bracha rishona and bracha achrona, says Tosfos, in addition, I can explain it as well. Bracha rishona, it's all about das. Bracha rishona, when we're about to start the meal together, what's my mindset? That you and I are one because we're about to eat together. But at the end of the meal, when you're going to go your way and I'm going to go my way, my das is that we're completely separate. So if there will be three people, that's a different story because then we have a pasuk. What should we do? The pasuk says you've got to do zimun. But where there is no obligation to do zimun, then you cannot voluntarily do zimun. Why not? Because at the end of the meal, I have no relationship with you anymore, as it were. Mm-hmm. I'm going my way, you're going yours. The Yesh Matarzim, says Tosfos in conclusion, some explain it a little bit differently. The Yesh Matarzim, the Yesh Chinuk ben Birkas Hamoitzi. Do you know why Birkas Hamoitzi is different? Different to benching? So until this point, we said it's different because one's in the beginning, when my das is to join forces with you, and one is at the end, that my das is to separate from you. So Tosfos, you could explain differently. Bracha v'amoytzi lo'yehava ki'im d'rabbonon. As we know, birkas ha'nenin, brachas, the beginning of the meal, are only d'rabbonon. Al-kein moytziin ze'ezeh. And that's why one can be moytzi another, because it's less of a chiv. It's less important than everybody does it for himself. Why is it not so important that everybody does it for themselves? Because it's not a chiv min ha'Torah. Avol bebirkas hamazon shehi midoraisa. When you're talking about birkas hamazon, which is a chiv min ha'Torah, the sham hichmiru. Over there, they were machmir, that unless there's an absolute chiv zimun, do not volunteer to be moitzi each other with benching. Everybody should be moitzi themselves.
So how do we explain Rashi?
Rashi is very shrek. Rashi is difficult to understand both in logic and also how he's going to answer all these other Gemaras.
What about in the case where obviously it existed, you know, at the time of the Gemara, where you had many people, obviously, who are not literate enough to basically bench on their own. So why in that particular case, can it not be, the one can be not given to the other?
Good question. We're going to discuss this on our own base. This is coming up in the Gemara. Now, with regard to what Rami Shazadik says, how do we answer up Rashi? I think Tosfos hinted to us, at least a direction to answer Rashi. Look again at that Rashi on Amud Beis. Look at the Rashi. It's the Rashi that begins with the words mitzvah lecholik. The first word on the line is letisha. If you have that Rashi, you have the Rashi? Rashi's words are mitzvah lecholik. It's a mitzvah to separate each person, should make a bracha for themselves, olavorech kolecho b'fnei atzmoi, bein birkas hamoitzi, bein birkas hamozei. Rashi did not say, we always have a principle in our shir, very important to be medayek what it says, and very important to be medayek what it does not say. Rashi did not extend this to every bracha under the sun. What did Rashi say? Hamoitzi and Birkas Hamozim. Now look back in Tosfos and you'll see something very, very strange. Look at the way Tosfos quoted Rashi. Look back in Tosfos. Start our Tosfos all over again. Tosfos says, Pirish Rashi, V'chein le'inyin ha'moitzi, and now Tosfos adds two words. V'shar brachais. Shar brachos. Tosfos understood in Rashi that what? That once you have extended this from benching to hamoitzi, then presumably the same would be also true for shar brachos. Not only hamoitzi lechem and aretz, but the same for shahakol ni'abidvarim, bari priyoitz, and any other bracha for that matter. But a careful reading of Rashi would suggest that Rashi's example was Hamoitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. So, without yet explaining what the difference should be, but if we're going to say that Rashi only extended this to what? To Hamoitzi, then all of Tosa's questions fall away. What were Tosa's questions? He found the Gemara with Bar Kapara Legaba Peiros. He found the Gemara Legaba Hamo'er. Who says Rashi will lose any sleep over that? Rashi will say, I was only talking about Hamoitzi. But when it comes to Hamo'er, when it comes to Peiros, I never for a moment suggested that one cannot be Moitzi the other. So again, we have not explained, but at least we have said that a careful reading of Rashi would indicate that Rashi was only talking about Hamoitzi. So therefore Rashi will tell you, what are you going to bring me, a Gemara with regard to Peiros? A Gemara with regard to Hamoir? That's not Hamoitzi. Hamoitzi, says Rashi, that's where I insist that each person makes their own bracha. And you cannot have one being Moitzi the other. But Boire Prioates, no problem whatsoever.
Rashi's also saying that it's a mitzvah to separate.
The Gemara says that. Right. That's the notion of the Gemara.
Right.
The Gemara says, Omar Abaya, that we hold that two people have to split up. They cannot do Zimun. They have to split up. One cannot be moitzi the other. Says Rashi, what's that referring to? Benching and hamoitzi. Ah, what about Borei Priyoetz? No problem. What about Hamo'er? No problem. Tosfos quoted Rashi, I've had a different girsa, or understood that Rashi was referring to all brachas, and therefore says, oh, I'm sorry, I've got 55 Gemaras, neged Rashi. But Rashi never said that.
But Tosfos' logic still would hold up.
There's obviously clearly a machloikas Rashi and Tosfos, because Tosfos did make a distinction between beginning of the meal or end of the meal, or deraisa or derabonon, and either way, hamoitzi is still very difficult to understand, but at least we've limited the question. Because the way Tosfos understands in Rashi, it's a general principle, every bracha under the sun, according to Rashi, you cannot be moitzi somebody else. Says Rashi, Tosfos, that can't be. But if Rashi says it's only talking about hamoitzi, so maybe we need to look for a svara why hamoitzi is different. And we'll say that hamoitzi, and by the way, this is not perhaps so difficult to understand, hamoitzi is a very, very extra special bracha. It's true, says Rashi, all said and done, hamoitzi is only a bracha derabonon. I'll grant you that. But we all admit that hamoitzi is in a category of its own. Hamoitzi is an extra special bracha. Which bracha essentially should we be making on bread? Boire pri adama. Bread comes from wheat. Wheat is our adama. Essentially, should be making adama on the bread. And yet bracha, a special bracha was invented for bread. Hamoitzi lechem, because bread is so choshuv. So maybe, just maybe, Rashi will tell you, because it's so choshuv, albeit the Rabbanon, That's where we hold that you've got to make your own bracha. Don't have other people making the bracha on your behalf. Could be. Could be. Okay, let's now go back to the Gemara. So remember, we sort of jumped the gun a little bit because we jumped to the end where Rashi told us, or the Gemara told us, what the final psak was. But we're actually in the middle of the discussion. So let's go back. We're up to the second line of the Gemara. We're still debating. There was a machlokes between two Amoraim in the bottom of Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Who was the machlokes between? Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Two people that clearly got no chiyuv of zimun, but can they voluntarily do zimun? And we've repeatedly tried to bring proofs against the opinion that says that you cannot do zimun. We seem to have a number of chiyuv of proofs that you can. So let's have a look. Or to the contrary, actually. We're trying to bring a proof. We've got a number of proofs. The opinion that says that two people can have zimun, we seem to have proofs against. Let's have a look now at this next proof, which way this is going. Toshima. Noshim mezamnois la'atzmon. Women, says the Gemara, do zimun by themselves. What does that mean, by themselves? Not women and men together, but women, three women together, do zimun. Va'avodim mezamnim. So too, avodim also do zimun. La'atzmon. But noshim, va'avodim, v'ktanim, if it is a mixture of that group, Imrotzu lezamin, ein mezamnin, they cannot do zimun together. Why not? Which type of eved, by the way, are we talking about? We always, whenever we see the word eved, we always have to distinguish between an eved ivri and an eved kanani. So which eved are we talking about over here? An eved ivri or an eved kanani?
Nani.
Eved kanani. An Eved Ivri is 100% Jew. What is an Eved Kanani? An Eved Kanani has a very, very bizarre status. An Eved Kanani is essentially a non-Jew. And yet, as long as he is working for his Jewish master, he must keep all the mitzvahs that an Isha has to keep. So he has a very, very strange quasi-status of semi-Jew and semi-non-Jew. But essentially, he's a goy. Essentially, he's a goy. When the Jewish master will eventually one day release him, he becomes a Jew. But for the moment, he's a non-Jew. Why do we not want Noshim, Avodim, Ktanim joining forces for a Zimun? So have a look at Rashi, top line. It says, Rashi, Imrotzu. Ein mezamnin, why not? Could the mafarish tamo lekamon? As we're going to explain later on, she ein kviuson noe. They're kvius. What does kvius mean? Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to have some few key words in this parak, and this is one of them. Kvius means they're as established together, similar to the concept of tziruf, where we're going to see hundreds of times. There is only a zimun when three people have a kvius together, are established together. It's a solid, homogeneous unit. But when it comes to noshim v'avodim, that type of kvius is not noe, is not so positive. Why not? Mishum pritzusa. Because there could be pritzus there. Why could there be pritzus, which means promiscuous behavior? Bein the noshim, whether it be the avodim together with the noshim, we're not so happy with a group like that. Bein the mishkav zochar, the avodim beketanim, who's to say how the avodim will relate in a forbidden manner to the ketanim in mishkav zochar? And therefore, this whole kvius is not very satisfactory in the first place. We're not happy with Avodim mingling with Noshim. We're not happy with Avodim mingling with young children, who's to say what type of behavior they'll get up to, either with the Noshim or the Ketanim. And therefore, we don't consider that a positive kvias. There's no Zimun. Okay. But let's go back now to the Reisha. When you have three women together, then what's the halacha? It says, mezamnois la'atzmon. Now, what does that mean, mezamnois? Does mezamnois mean that they have to do Zimun? Or they may do Zimun?
They're allowed.
They can do Zimun. Why? How do you know it doesn't mean that they have to do Zimun? Says the Gemara, I'll prove it. The ho, after the parenthesis, the ho mea noshi. Even if you have 100 noshi, it makes no difference. Ketre gavri damyan. That is comparable to two men. What does it mean to two men? Two men, it may well be, we'll have a discussion whether they're allowed to do Zimun, but there's definitely no chiv. Even if you have 100 women there, there's also no chiv. There is never a chiv of Zimun when it comes to women. Why not? Because women are essentially not mechuyev to bench. So therefore, when we say that, what, when you have three women, they are mezamnois la'atzmon, that doesn't mean they are chayev to do Zimun, because even if you have 100 women, they cannot be better than two men. The katani, and yet nonetheless, what's stated in this braisa, noshim mezamnois la'atzmon va'avodim, mezamnois la'atzmon, mezamnin la'atzmon, question mark. So what's the question? 100 women are exactly the same as what? As two men. There is no chiyuv. What if there's no chiyuv? So what do you mean they do Zimun? Ah, you mean they're allowed to do Zimun? Well, one and one is two. If 100 women are the same as two men, and 100 women are allowed to do Zimun, well, then the inescapable conclusion is the fact that two men, even if there's no chiyuv, are allowed to do Zimun. So this particular proof in the Gemara is a raya to the opinion that says that two people, albeit they're not mechuyev, but they can do Zimun. Says Rashi on the third line, da'afilu meo, even if there's 100 women, it's katrei damyan. They're like two men. What does that mean? It's like two men. Le'inyan chayva. With regard to obligation, ein chayva is lezaman. There is no chiyuv zimun, much as two people are also not mechuyev, two men are not mechuyev in zimun, 100 women are exactly the same.
Is that so, part of the braisa?
What's that?
The fact that they compare 100 women to two men.
No, this is the Gemara commenting on the braisa. All the braisa said was an innocuous statement, noshim du zimun. Now, what does that mean, they do zimun? Says the Gemara, it can't mean that they're obligated to do Zimun. Because even if you have 1,000 women, they're not better than two men. There's never a chiyuv of Zimun. So by process of elimination, what must it mean that women do Zimun? It means, albeit they're not obligated, but they may do so. Says Rashi, ve'im rotsu, but if they want to, albeit they're not obligated, mezamne. Says Rashi, well, if that's the case, so too for two people as well. So this seems to be a mefurish araya, that even when there is no chiyuv zimun, but you are allowed to do zimun. So we're comparing several noshim to two men. What's the common denominator? Both cases there is no chiyuv zimun. And if it says with regard to Noshim that there is an option to do Zimun, and presumably for two men also, even if there's no Chiyuv, but they can option to have Zimun, they can voluntarily decide to do Zimun. Says the Gemara, no, I'm sorry, that's no proof. Shani Hosam, there is different. The Ikka Deos. What does that mean, de'ika deis? Deia is literally translated, deia is an opinion or a mind. Meaning, at the end of the day, what's the crucial difference between the two cases? Is that there you have three people. You have three noshim. Yes, you're right, there is no chiyuv of zimun. But at least there are three people, and they can volunteer to do zimun. But when you have two men, they cannot volunteer, because three is, at the end of the day, better than two. Yes, you're 100% right. Nobody is suggesting that the Noshim are chayev b'zimun. They are clearly volunteering to do zimun, but the reason why they're allowed to volunteer is because at least there are three people. Ikadeyos means there are three separate opinions, there are three separate people over here. Look at Rashi on the first narrow line. The ikadeyos. Da falgaf. Even though the le'inyan chayva, even though with regard to an obligation, I agree that einon chayava is comma, they're not obligated, that's true. But le'inyan rashus, do they have permission to do so? Le'inyan rashus, deois shloisha. When you have three opinions, meaning three separate personalities, chashivi, that's considered more significant, lahoidois, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tfei, more so, mishnei anoshim, more than two people. Why? De ikka mishum, because at least you have, quote unquote, gadlu lashem iti. What does gadlu lashem iti mean? Remember, one was talking to two. So when you only have two people, that's not so choshev, because you cannot fulfill this concept of gadlu lashem iti. With regard to noshim, albeit it's true, I'm the first to admit, says the Gemara, that there's no chiyuv, but at least their thanking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more choshev, because they are able to fulfill the requirement of gadlu lashem iti, albeit not as an obligation. So therefore, you have no proof that two people can do zimun. Says the Gemara in conclusion, ihochi eina sefer. So what about the end of that braisa that says, noshim v'avodim imrotzu lezamin ein mezamin, noshim and avodim cannot join forces together. Why not? Amai loi v'ho ikad deyos. At least there's three people all together. Says the Gemara, this is what Rashi was referring to before. No, that's a different issue. Shani Hosam Mishum Pritzuso. There, the reason why they can't do Zimun is because the whole union over here is very, very frowned upon. We're not happy with this Pritzus. There'll be promiscuous behavior between the Avodim and the Noshim. We're not encouraging them to do anything together. So at this stage of the game, every single proof that we have brought, we have managed to refute. And therefore the Machloikas for the moment stands. Albeit there is no chiyuv with less than three people. One opinion says they can do zimun. The other opinion says they cannot do zimun. This is where we'll hold it for the moment. And Amitz Hashem will carry on next time. But do see the second Tosfos on the page. The second Tosfos. Okay. Be aware of what
he's doing. See, Shem. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shem, he's gone.
Yeah, okay.